In the new book written by historian John Stauffer called Giants, the Harvard professor writes about Abraham Lincoln and Frederick Douglass's wives, and specifically their only three meetings they ever had together. Lincoln was, of course, the country's 16th president who led measures that resulted in the abolition of slavery. Douglass is one of the foremost leaders of the abolitionist movement. WMNF spoke with Professor Stauffer about his book last month.
Douglass's chief aim in life was to end slavery immediately and to achieve racial equality. When he met Lincoln for the first time, and even before he met him, he understood that in order to achieve that goal of ending slavery, he needed the president on his side. And specifically, what he understood is that to end slavery also came with winning the war, and this is where Lincoln realized that he needed Frederick Douglass on his side. Lincoln's chief goal as the president was to preserve the Union. It was part of his vow in taking the oath of office, uphold the Constitution, preserve the Union, and that was what he sought to do. First and foremost, Lincoln recognized that in order to preserve the Union, to win the war, he needed blacks on his side. Frederick Douglass was the kind of ambassador of African Americans, the representative African American. He's the go-to person for marshaling blacks on his side, and that was an important factor of their friendship. Essentially, the different goals became a shared goal.
In the prologue of your book regards the very first meeting the two men had in the White House, August 10, 1863,
right,
when Douglass showed up without an appointment to meet Lincoln.
Right.
They had a very good meeting, as you document in the book, but it was a while before they had a second meeting. Why was that?
It was a long period in between. Part of it was just circumstance. After that first meeting, Lincoln, they already considered themselves friends. They enjoyed, felt comfortable in each other's company. Douglass said that he had met only a few white men who treated him as a man rather than a black man. Lincoln had extended an open invitation, saying, "Whenever you're in Washington, come visit me." It was a long way from Rochester to Washington, where Douglass lived in Rochester, and so part of the reason was that Lincoln was a long way away, and in fact, the second meeting came about because Lincoln called him there for an urgent meeting in August of 1864. Lincoln thought he was going to lose the reelection. The war was going poorly. Most Northerners wanted immediate peace, and so they were ready to vote for George McClellan, the Democratic president. The Democratic Party platform was one of the negotiated peace and the war right now, with slavery remaining intact. And so Lincoln wanted Douglass to embark upon or to plan what Lincoln referred to as a John Brown scheme, where Douglass would send hand-picked men into the South to bring back as many slaves as possible into Union lines, similar to John Brown's raid in Harper's Ferry with black and whites, in which he hoped to distribute arms to slaves and
fight
a massive slave revolt, which led to spark leading directly to the Civil War. Douglass was amazed that Lincoln wanted him to do this, and the goal for Lincoln was that if we bring blacks in the Union lines, best case scenario is we'll get a victory out of it, a major military victory, and it will turn the tide of public opinion in the North, and I'll win re-election. Worst case scenario is I lose the election, the Confederacy remains a separate nation, slavery's intact, but at least thousands more blacks will be free. And Douglass said, "You know, I never knew how much he hated slavery.